元宵佳节咧，我哋就去思想到神嘅爱啊。And this morning, on this the last day of Chinese New Year, the Chinese Valentine's Day, we want to think about the love of Jesus Christ this morning. 因为今日元宵佳节，中国情人节咧，今日我喺上网系想了解点解系情人节嘅。I went on the internet, I wanted to find out why is today the Chinese Valentine's Day. 咁啊，人哋即系话农历新年第一个元之夜。And it's the first round moon after the Chinese New Year. So it's a Chun Tin Lei. And so it represents that spring has come. Maybe the Guxian is the Qing Yan Zi, the Gamyat, Yun Siu Gai Zi, the Wan Dung Long, the Chut Lei, the Hing Chuk, the Yun.元之夜，咁啊，女子就好少出门啊，就一晚啊就出嚟见到好多英俊潇洒嘅男仔，就系叫系情人节，唔知系咪咁啊 ？And maybe in the old days, ladies were not allowed to go out of the house very often, and so on the this night of the Lantern Festival, then everyone would go out and these ladies would fall in love, I guess, something like that. 咁啊，今日情人节咧，我相信咧，大家会希望。And I'm sure that during Valentine's Day, you want to grow closer to your Valentine, your special person. 可能是你父母，可能是你兄弟姊妹，可能是你的特别的情人。And maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your family members, or maybe it's special, somebody very special to you. 咁所以我哋今日咧情人节咧，我想睇到最好的情人最好的爱情故事。 And so this morning as we look, we want to look at the greatest love story. 因为今天呢就是要讲到男女的爱，可能情人的爱。 And this morning, you know, as we think of Valentine's, you know, you think of love between a man and a woman, or 但是今天呢我们想讲神的爱。But this morning we want to talk about God's love. 因为神是爱你爱好多。Because God loves you and He loves you in a very special way. 咁啊，圣经呢，我哋可以叫圣经做神俾我哋嘅情信。And you can call it the Bible is a love letter that God gives to us. 可以话系神嘅爱简， a love note that He has given for us.所以在圣经里面有很多的地方是告诉我们神是怎样爱我们。 And so in the Bible there's so many places that tell us how God loves us. 在今天我们看雅各书第四章第五节到第十节。 And as we continue in our study in the book of James chapter 4, 5 to 10, 我们今天就会专系睇最好嘅爱情故事 ，and we'll just concentrate on looking at the greatest love story. 所以喺雅各书第四章第五节， in chapter 4 of James, verse 5, 你们想经常所说是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵。是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？ Do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 天父，我们感谢你，今天我们可以看到你的话语，靠耶稣特别透过今天的经文去教导我们，让我们更加明白耶稣你的伟大的爱，同埋你想同我哋建立呢个嘅特别嘅友爱嘅关系，所以我靠神你嘅灵系浇灌喺我哋当中。我多谢主听我祷告，奉主名求 ，Amen。这个经文咧就系好特别嘅。我一路喺雅各睇紧啊，咁忽然间雅各有一个咁嘅经文出现。You know, we've been studying in the book of James, and all of a sudden this verse pops up in the fourth chapter, and这个经文我即系要讲俾你听咧，就系、是、 表示神的爱。 And this scripture is talking about the love of God. 圣经可以用很多的方法表达神的爱。 And there are many ways that the Bible expresses God's love. 有时好像一个母爱、母亲的爱。 Sometimes it uses like a mother's love. 有时圣经说神的爱好像父亲的爱。 And sometimes it's like a father's love. 有时 是用其他的方法表达，但是在这里呢，神好像用情侣的爱。 But here it's like God is using a romantic love to express his love for us. 你看一下这个经文说，恋爱至于嫉妒。 And it says that the English, this yearns jealously, is not a...expressive as it is in Chinese.
我首先要解释俾你哋圣经学者咧，就了解呢个经文咧，就喺雅各书个原文咧，雅各写得好模糊。
For those of you who are Bible scholars, you might be interested to know this particular verse in the book of James. James wrote it in the Greek in a very unspecific manner.
咁有几个问题喺呢个经文里边咧，就系佢啲原文写得系好难知道其实佢想讲乜。
And there are different things about this verse that it's hard even for Greek scholars to understand what he's actually trying to say.
因为咧，如果你留意到咧，佢话呢个神所赐住在人里面嘅灵。
If you notice, it says the spirit who dwells in us.
即系原文咧就唔清楚系我哋本身嘅灵，但系神摆喺我哋里边嘅圣灵。
And it's not specific if it's talking about the human spirit that's in you that God put there, or is it the Holy Spirit that you receive when you become a Christian?
另外佢讲到恋爱至于嫉妒咧
，and then when it talks about yearns jealously, 系咪讲到神咧系？对圣灵是恋爱到嫉妒，但是是人本身是有嫉妒，但是是神对人有嫉妒。
And so that can be really confusing. Is it talking about that God is jealous for the Holy Spirit that he's put in you? Is it the man's spirit, your home personal spirit that's jealous for things? Or is it that God is jealous about you?
这几个不同的解释呢，有不同的英文圣经翻译都有不同的，不过中文圣经呢就很一致的。
Maybe in different English versions there's different translations that bring out these different aspects, but in the Chinese, the three major Chinese versions, they're all in unison.
我们刚才看和合本，这个修订和合本，神爱安置在我们里面的灵，爱到嫉妒的地步。
或者新译本呢，神安置在我们里面的圣灵，爱我们到嫉妒的地步。
And here the NIV says, Do you think scripture says without reason that the spirit has cause to live in us, envies intensely?
我们今天看就专是看这个的，即其实几方面怎样翻译这个经文，在圣经里面几方面都是对的。
No matter how we try to interpret this verse, in these different aspects, all of them are correct in line with scripture.
但今天我想集中是神爱你，恋爱你至于嫉妒。
But this morning I want to concentrate on that God loves you so much that he's jealous about you. Jealously desires. This is what the New American Standard Version says.God jealously desires you.
所以我们是在这个呢就要看到神对我们的爱在圣经里面是怎样。
So we want to look at what God's love is for us.
其实圣经里面告诉我们神是爱我们都很厉害，入心入肺。
You know, the Bible teaches us that God loves us so much, he loves us so intensely.
神是看到你是最重要的。 God sees you as the most important thing.
祂对你的爱是非常之浓厚，是恋爱至于嫉妒。
And he loves you so much that he's intensely jealous about you.
这个说神是以色列的丈夫。
And the Bible tells us that God is the husband of Israel.
因为圣经里面在 以賽亞書第54章第5節是這樣講, in the book of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 5, it says, your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name.
因為做你的是你的丈夫,萬軍之耶和華是他的名。
哇,這個一個很奇妙的真理. This is an amazing truth. 神是創造你,但是祂想做以色列人,祂建立以色列是跟祂做的丈夫. And this is amazing. God created us, and He wants to be the husband of the children of Israel.
這個經文就是在舊約聖經,新約聖經保羅都是這樣講.
That was from the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Paul said the same thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2.
哥林多後書第11章第2節,話我為你們起的憤恨,原是神那樣的憤恨。 因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫,要把你们如同清洁的童女献给基督。
For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
这个保罗是向哥林多教会,其实保罗是带人信耶稣,成为耶稣的门徒。
好像許配被耶穌,要獻被耶穌。 This is what Paul was writing to the church of Corinth, and he's saying that as he brings people to Christ, he brings them to Christ that they may be presented as a wife unto Christ.
所以這是一個很奇妙的真理。我身為男人,我覺得有時很難明白,我要做耶穌的丈夫。
As a man, this kind of is a strange feeling for me, because I'm going to be a husband to Jesus, and but I have a wife already.
但这个人的字眼是象征一个属灵的真理.
But these are just human terminologies to represent a spiritual truth.
其实神创造亚当夏娃的时候是要用婚姻 来象征我们与神之间的关系.
In reality, when God created Adam and Eve and He established marriage, marriage was to be an example or a representation of man's relationship with God.
所以我们看到耶稣都是这样说的.
And you can see that even Jesus said that in Matthew chapter 9, verse 15,
马太福音第9章15节,耶稣是这样说, 新郎
和陪伴之人同在的时候,陪伴之人岂能哀动呢?但日子将到,新郎要离开他们,那时候他们就要禁食.
Can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and they will fast.
这个就是有人当时是挑剔耶稣,因为他又饮饮食食,即是没禁食祷告,那耶稣是这样讲.
And Jesus said this in response to people who were coming against him and saying, hey, why are you not fasting and all that? Why are you eating with your disciples?
那这个新郎是指耶稣本身.
And the bridegroom is referring to Jesus himself.
陪伴的人是门徒,
and those who are with the bridegroom, the friends, are his disciples.
但我们知道耶稣没有结婚,他钉十字架,死了复活.
But we know Jesus never married, he was crucified on the cross and then he rose from the dead.
所以耶稣是新郎,是跟谁结婚?
And so if Jesus is the bridegroom, who is he going to marry?
圣经说,我们听很清楚,在启示录. 有电没反应,可不可以找人进去帮我按,这个是失灵,有电但没反应。
摸个滑鼠就行,不是按个箭嘴就行。
启示录19章第7节, 因为羔羊分取的时候到了，辛苦也自己预备了。
In Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.
这个辛苦就是教会。And this, the, here it says the wife is the church. 这个羔羊的分取就是羔羊是耶稣。
And here the Lamb is Jesus Christ. So it's the marriage of the Lamb with Jesus Christ to the church when we all get to heaven.
所以这个是讲到耶稣在天上和我们信耶稣的整体教会一起配合的。
是不是很奇妙呢？神的恩典让我们看得到，神是爱你到要和你结婚。
Isn't it amazing that God loves you so much that he wants to marry you?
神对你的爱是非常浓厚，
and the love that God has for you is amazing.
我们在这里停止，恋爱到嫉妒呢，我们回跳一下，在这里停止。恋爱到嫉妒呢，我们回到停止，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你，麻烦你， You know, God's jealousy is different than our jealousy.
我们要认识清楚，因为神是完全，
God is perfect, He is holy.
神是没有疑惑，是没有恐惧。
God does not have doubts and He doesn't have fears.
神是清楚了解每一件事，
and God understands and sees everything clearly.
人的妒忌嫉妒呢，就是因为我们有很多猜测。
And for us as humans, we have jealousy because we're always guessing and we don't know.
我们有疑惑,
we have doubts.
我们是没有安全感,
and we lack security.
神不会是这样的。
神是什么都知道的。 God knows everything.
其实神是独一无二的真神。
And our God is the one and only Creator God. There is no other.
所以神是知道是没有别神，所以神是为你妒忌。
And so God knows that there is no other God, and that's why He's jealous.
因为神是希望我们爱祂，但当你去爱其他，神就妒忌，因为你爱那些是假的。
But God wants you to love Him, and He knows that there is no other beside Him, and when we go off and we love other things, then God is jealous because He knows we're loving things that are not real. They're not true.
Now, 神是用以色列人的关系，是象征我们与神的关系。
God used the children of Israel to represent our relationship with God. And He wants us to love Him and Him alone.
专心爱主，唔好拜其他假神，唔好爱物质。
And to love God alone, that means that not to have other gods and not to be worshiping in materialism.
嗱，喺专心爱耶稣，我哋要时时面对一个。 有其他事会影响我们的心，我们的心好多时会扑出来呢，就是想其他嘢啊！我爱我的钱，我爱呢样，爱嗰样。
And as we're as Christians, you know, we want to focus and just love the Lord solely. So many things are striving for our love and our affection, aren't they?
我哋睇下出埃及嘅20章，耶稣神点样用？佢话不可跪拜那些像。
也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神。
You shall not bow down to them, nor shall serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
呢度中文寫記邪的神，英文寫係妒忌。
And the Chinese doesn't use the typical word for jealousy here.
但係個意思就係一樣，神係為我哋妒忌，唔要我哋去拜假嘅，唔要我哋去拜嗰啲。
But what God's saying is, He doesn't want us to go off and start worshiping false gods, because He is the only, He's the Creator God.
Now, 如果喺愛情裏邊男女關係嘅，如果男人係一有兩三個女朋友咧，佢可唔可以專心同等愛佢三個咧？
Let's say if a guy, you know, in a girl relationship, if a guy has three or four girlfriends, you know, can he love them all the same equally?
大家知道唔得係咪？啊，如果一個夫婦咧包二奶，你係咪同樣愛你太太，同埋包個二奶愛佢一樣咧？
And if you're in a marriage relationship, are you going to, and you have an extramarital affair, are you going to love your husband or your wife as much as you do your mistress or your mistress?
係唔得噶嘛？所以神係好清楚咧，創造我哋咧係要專一嘅，只可以同時間愛一個。
And so God has created us with the capacity to only be able to love intensely one person.
如果你係有幾個你喺度玩緊咧，其實你唔係真係愛佢嘅，你玩下嘅啫。
And if you have different people that you're spreading your affection out among, you're not really truly loving them.
嗱，當然父母愛佢仔女可以愛好多係咪？但係我哋講嘅嗰個親密嗰種愛。
Of course, as parents, we can love our children equally. I'm talking about this special intimate love relationship between a husband and a wife.
神是忌邪的，因为他要我们专一爱他。
God is jealous because he wants us to love him and love him alone.
那圣经里面是用了何西亚书去跳，是说我们听一个最惨的爱情故事。
Now the Bible gives us the saddest love story ever, I think.
如果你讲到最惨的就是何西亚。
And if you think about it, Hosea was a very sad love story that he had.
Hosea 这个人呢就是应该是爱这个女仔，但这个女仔呢她所爱呢就变成妓女，是很淫荡。
Hosea, he must have really loved his girlfriend, and he loved her so much, but she became a prostitute. She played the harlot.
可以跳。在何西亚书第一章第二节，神就叫何西亚呢就去娶他所喜爱的女仔，但他做了妓女。
And in Hosea chapter 1 verse 2, God tells Hosea to go and marry his girlfriend, the prostitute.
你去娶淫妇为妻，也收那从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。
Go take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlot, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
所以神的意思就是说，要用何西亚这个悲惨的爱情故事来反映以色列人离开神的情景。
And so what God is doing with this sad love story with Hosea is he's showing what the children of Israel did by departing from God and worshiping other idols.
那何西亚真的娶了他，他结婚，但是圣经告诉我们，他的太太就不乖，继续做妓女。
And Hosea actually married her, but according to the Bible, she continued to play the harlot.
甚至乎呢，她是因为这样就是做了奴隶。何西亚呢，就要用自己的钱去买赎她回来，叫她回来，自己的太太用钱来买回来的。
And even to the extent that she continued to play the harlot, she became a slave into prostitution to the point where Hosea had to use his own money to buy back his own wife to take her out of slavery.
但是神是用这个图画就告诉我们，神是怎样爱你，爱以色列。
But God is using that as an example to show us, how much God loves us, that He loves you so much that He wants to buy you out of slavery.
看下一幅是何西亚第三章第一节，
Look here, it says in Hosea chapter 3, verse 1,
你最去爱一个淫妇，就是他情人所爱的，好像以色列人，虽然偏向别神，喜爱葡萄饼，耶和华还是爱他们。
Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who took to other gods and loved the raisin cakes of the pagans.
神的爱是很伟大，透过何西阿饼我们看得到，神是愿意不惜一切去拯救你，将你埋赎回来。
And Hosea shows us how much God loves you, that He's willing to sacrifice everything to win you back to Him.
当耶稣来到世界为你死在十字架，耶稣是舍己在十字架上神的独生儿子为你而死。
神是要耶稣将你埋赎回来，脱离罪恶。
And Jesus, the Son of God, came and died on the cross for your sins. He paid the price, a ransom, to take you out of slavery that you can be reunited with God.
这个是很奇妙，我们看何西阿这个悲惨的故事，但其实反映到耶稣这个悲惨的经历。
And as we look at this tragedy of Hosea's life, it's actually reflecting and showing the tragedy of Jesus dying on the cross.
因为耶稣爱我们的缘故，那圣经里面有另一个的，是可以说是最美好的爱情故事。
And actually, there's another love story in the Bible that you could maybe say is the most romantic love, 是最浪漫的爱情。
Have any of you read the book of Song of Solomon?
雅歌就是所罗门王写的。
And the book of Solomon was written by King Solomon.
当中可能是描述很多所罗门的一些爱情故事。
And maybe many of the parts of it are representing and showing a love that Solomon had for one of his wives or mistresses.
但是当中有很多的经文是反映到神对你的爱。
But there are many passages in the book of Song of Solomon that talk about God's love for you.
我想跟你分享三节经文。第一个是二章四节。
And the first is in chapter 2, verse 4.
他带我入席，入筵席所，以外为旗，将我以上。
He brought me to the banqueting house, and His banner over me was love.
这个讲到我们刚才说，在天上我们会跟耶稣有这个婚宴。
And this is talking about, we already mentioned that when we get to heaven, we're going to have a wedding feast for Jesus as we're reunited with our bride, the bride and the bridegroom.
这个筵席就是神带我们进去，是怎样带我们进去。
And how is God going to take us into this wedding feast?
他以外为旗，将我以上。
His banner over me is love.
这个旗号，一条长桥，一个写着爱，即是说神在你上边是爱你，在你周围是爱你，神是爱你爱到底。
That means that the banner of love, God has a big flag, a banner proclaiming, I love you so much, it's on top of you, it's around you, it's surrounding you. That's how much God loves you.
他用他的爱来包围着你。
He knows his love is just encompassing you.
我们看下一章，是第二章第十六节， in Song 2:16.
两人属我，我也属他。他在百合花中牧放群羊。 My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feeds his flock along with the lilies.
两人属我，我属他。好浪漫，系咪？It's
so romantic.
你知道耶稣话：我哋信佢，我哋属佢，佢又属我哋。
And you know that Jesus said, as we believe in Jesus, we belong to Him, and He belongs to us.
耶稣喺我哋里边，我哋系耶稣嘅里边。
We believe in Jesus, we are in Christ, Christ comes in us.
我们属于耶稣，耶稣又属于我们的。
And we belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to us.
两人属我，我又属他。
and my beloved is mine, and I am his.
这个表示神与同你有嗰种好亲密嘅关系
，and that's representing how much of a personal, intimate relationship God wants to have with you.
我哋睇第八章第六节，啊，第七章第六节，嗯，我呢度写第八章啊，啊，我属我的良人，他也属。他也恋爱恋慕我。你话 I am my beloved's and his desire is towards me。
我哋属于神嘅，但系神系恋慕你。
You belong to God, but his desire is towards you。
神系爱你，但系佢谂紧你，思念你，佢渴慕你嘅。God loves you, and He's thinking about you. He's concerned about you. He's constantly interested in you.
哇，呢个好美丽系咪？神对你嘅爱。我哋睇下一章，呢个先系第八章嘅。
求你将我放在你心上与人记。带我带在你臂上如卓记，因为爱情如死之坚强，疾恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. It flames, its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame.
下一章，第七节，爱情纵水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。没有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。
Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised.
那好多人用呢个经文喺婚礼嘅时候表示即系男女之间嘅爱。
Many people use this passage of Solomon 8:6-7 as in their weddings.
但其实呢个讲到神俾你嘅爱，纵水不能熄灭。
But this is actually God's love for you. The thousand waters cannot quench out God's love for you. 你所有嘅家产嘅都唔可以换取神嘅爱。And all of the wealth of your house cannot buy God's love.
神的爱是无价之宝。
God's love is a priceless pearl.
爱情是这么厉害，神的爱是这么伟大。
That's the love of God is so awesome and so amazing as He loves you. 神的爱呢就是长久。God's love is eternal. 人的爱是短暂的。Man's love is temporary. 人的爱会变。Man's love will change. 人的爱是有条件。Man's love has conditions. It's conditional love.
人的爱是有限。Man's love is limited. 只有神的爱是永恒。
Only God's love is eternal. 神的爱不变。God's love never changes.
有人说爱不在乎天地长久，只在乎曾经拥有。
People say that love, it doesn't matter, you know, how long, it's just that you had loved once. Better to love than never loved before.
我说不是，人的爱是短暂的，不一定是真爱的。
Man's love is temporary, and it doesn't mean it's real love. 有好多人说、啊、我因为不了解而结合，因为了解而分开的。我之前爱他，现在不爱他、啊、People say,、oh, we got together because I didn't really understand each other, and we divorced because we got to know each other. I loved her then, but I don't love her anymore.
这个不是真爱，这个是假的。
That's not true love, that's temporary, that's not real.
神的爱是长久。
God's love is eternal.
人的爱是自我为中心，神的爱是以你为中心。
Man's love is self-centered love. God's love is having you in the center of his heart. 真爱是付出的世界. True love is sacrifice, sacrificial love, giving up of yourself.
最重要的事就是神不会停止爱你的.
The most important thing is that God will never stop loving you.
无论你做些什么事,神不会停止爱你.
No matter what you do, God will never stop loving you.
你不可以做任何一样东西叫神停止爱你.
You can never do anything that would make God stop loving you.
真的,
it's real.
神的爱不在乎你是怎样.
God's love is not dependent on what you do or don't do.
神的爱不在乎你靓不靓仔.
God's love is not dependent on if you're a beautiful person or not.
神的爱不在乎你的天分你的恩赐.
God's love is not dependent on your abilities or your talents.
神爱你因为他爱你.
God loves you because he loves you.
神爱你因为他创造你.
God loves you because he created you.
神的免费爱你.
God loves you freely, without condition.
我要看下一章, 耶利米书31章第3节,
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3,
我以永远的爱爱你, 因此我以慈爱吸引你.
Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you.
神用永远的爱来爱你.
God loves you with an everlasting love.
是不变的爱.
It's a love that never changes.
圣经话我们听，我们爱，因为神先爱我们.
You know, the Bible tells us that we love because God loves us first.
我们人能够爱，因为神将这个机制放在我们里边.
You know, we can love as humans because God put that capacity in us to love.
神是放这个机制在你里边，因为神想你认识他的爱.
And God gave you the capacity to love because he wants you to know his love.
我们人是要认识爱, 我们是最重要是被爱和爱人的.
You know, it's true, the most important things in life is that you can be loved and that you can love others.
神是创造我们有这个能力的.
God made us with that ability.
但如果你不认识神，你将好多其他嘢放入去，好似仲有个空虚嘅，仲有个有啲嘢唔掂嘅.
And no, if you don't have God and you have all this other stuff, there's always an emptiness inside.
因为神创造你系要有神嘅爱先去填满.
Because God created you that only God's love can fill that emptiness, fill that void.
神唔会停止爱你.
God will never stop loving you.
我们继续看雅各书第4章第6节.
Let's continue on in the book of James chapter 4 verse 6.
但他赐更多的恩典，所以经常说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人.
But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是非常之重要。神爱你，神爱你入心入肺。
God loves you so intensely, so much. It's deep in his heart the way he loves you.
但是个问题就是你怎样回应神的爱。
But the question is, how do you respond to God's love?
神是将他这个免费的爱给你，你愿不愿意接受？
And God is giving you his free love, but are you willing to receive it from God?
这个经文是讲到爱，我们需要谦卑领受。
And here it's telling us that we need to be humble to receive God's love.
那其实 谦卑是恋爱是一个很重要的因素.
Being humble is a very important part of romantic love.
如果一对夫妇大家是骄傲，自我为中心，
只有我话事，呢个婚姻得唔得？
If a husband and wife relationship, if both of them are just self-centered, concerned about their own interests, and only that what I say goes and nothing else matters, is that relationship going to work?
No. 真正的爱是需要谦卑。
True love needs to be humble. 不是自我为中心。骄傲就是自我为中心，自高自大。
And to be proud is to think of yourself and only can be concerned about yourself.
执着自己的意见，执着自己的偏见。
To be proud is just to always demanding your own way and to have it, my opinion always be right.
Being proud, 心里边眼中得我自己，冇别人。
And being proud is that there's nobody else in my line of view. It's just me, man. It's all about me.
真爱是完全相反，谦卑唔系自己系眼中，系对方系眼中。
And to be humble is not me that's in my eyes. It's the other person in my eyes.
是不是强调我自己的要求，是想了解接受对方的看法。
And loving is not emphasizing and stressing what I want, but it's looking and focusing on what the other person is interested in.
真正的爱是关心对方多过关心自己。
True love is being concerned about the other person more than I'm concerned about myself.
是吗？所以神话阻挡骄傲的，赐恩给谦卑的。
And so here it says that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
这个是很难明白的，很多人在这一点是觉得很难了解。
And this is a part about God's love that is so hard to understand for so many people.
很多人说，如果神真的爱我们，为什么祂不创造我们是没有选择，就是我们一定要爱神。
And so many people say, if God really loved us, why didn't he create us so that we have to love God in return? We have no choice.
因为如果是这样就不是爱的。
Because if God did that, it would not be love.
神是创造你是有选择的。
God created you with a choice.
你可以选择拒绝阻挡神，也都可以拒绝，也都可以选择谦卑接受神。
You have a choice. You can refuse and reject God.Or you can be humble and receive God's grace.
这个经文的意思，你骄傲，你又说在这里扎定个马，我不信有神，我不要神，我不要这些，我不要个怪长，我不信这些宗教。
And you can stand there in rebellion and say, I don't believe in God, I don't believe there's a God, I don't want this God, I don't want a crutch, I don't need religion.
你有这个选择，你有这个权利。
You have that choice, you have that freedom.
神爱你到咁嘅地步，系放手俾你自己选择。
God loves you so much, He gives you that choice, He gives you that freedom to choose.
我哋好难明白神点样会爱我哋咁多，就系俾我哋系拒绝佢嘅爱。
We don't understand if God loves us so much, how can He let go?
真正嘅爱系放手。
True love is to let go.
神是为你放手。
And God would let go if you want to let go.
夫妻如果是这样，大家执着自己的意思都会是阻挡对方，好像中间有些隔绝。
You know, that happens in marriage relationships all the time. When we're proud in ourselves and then something happens, there's a wall that gets built up against.
好多时候叫冷战，是吗？
We call it, you know, the a cold war between husband and wife.
回到家，没话讲。
You know, and the husband and wife go home, you know, they don't talk to each other, they don't, you know, they don't communicate, just...
因为有个隔膜。
Because the wall is built up.
你阻挡我，我阻挡你。
神在这里说，如果你拒绝他的爱，你不要，他由得你，是你自己选择。 And God says, if you want to resist and refuse His love, it's okay. He won't force it on you.
神唔会强迫人去接受佢嘅爱。
God will never force anybody to believe in Him and receive His love.
神系唔会勉强你做你唔想做嘅嘢。
God will never force you to do what you don't want to do.
所以神爱你，因为神爱你，佢阻挡骄傲嘅人。
And because God loves you, He resists the proud.
因为骄傲嘅根本唔要神，所以神系由得佢行自己嘅路。
And because the proud don't want God, He allows them to go their own way.
可以好难明系咪？但感谢主，佢慈恩俾谦卑嘅人。
But praise God, He gives grace to the humble.
如果你是谦卑，你说我看到神的爱这么伟大，我多谢神这样爱我，我愿意接受，神赐恩给你。
And if you see the love of God is so great and you say, I want that love is so awesome, I'm willing to receive it, and you're humble and you receive it, then you are blessed, God will give you grace.
我们看下一章，四章第七节。
Look at James chapter 4 verse 7.
故此你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你，你们逃跑了。
Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
弟兄姊妹，这个很奇妙，我们怎样 回应神的爱，怎样 去反映到神给我们的爱。
How do we respond to God's love? How do we react to God's love?
顺服，顺服神。Submit to God.
谦卑，顺服神。
You submit humbly to God's will in your life.
这个就是一个爱的反应。That is a response of love. 我们顺服是爱 的回应。Submission is an act of love, a response of love.
当你爱一个人，你会明白这个真理。
And when you're truly in love with somebody, you will understand this true meaning.
骄傲的人不愿意顺服。
The proud are unwilling to submit.
我做很多婚姻辅导啊，咁啊，好多事要讲到呢、这个以弗所书教我哋咧，就妻子要顺服丈夫，好多人会反对。
I do a lot of marriage counseling and things, and whenever we teach on Ephesians chapter 5 that the wife is to submit to the husband, a lot of people don't like it.
佢话我系男女平等嘅，唔好理由我顺服佢，佢应该顺服我先啱嘅。
You know, and they say, this is the age of men and women, you know, equality, and I shouldn't submit to him. He should be submitting to me.
但是圣经说，以弗所书第五章21-22节，
But in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21-22,
你当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。你们作妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as the Lord.
这个先讲到彼此顺服。
Notice here it says first to submit to one another.
跟住妻子顺服自己的丈夫。
And then it says wives, submit to your own husband.
即是我们要明白婚姻不是一个主仆关系。
We need to understand marriage is not a master-slave relationship.
妻子不是奴隶。
Wives are not your servants.
我们如果是结婚，我们要知道神建立婚姻就是一个不是主仆的关系体系。
You know that when God created marriage, He did not establish a master-slave system.
神是建立一个的相爱的关系。
God created a love relationship.
当神创造亚当的时候，说亚当听要做个配偶帮助他。
When God created Eve from Adam, He told Adam, I will make a helper for you.
配偶帮助他，不是一个的仆 人服侍佢。He created a helper, not a servant.
所以喺呢个关系，我哋男女关系、婚姻关系，应该系彼此相爱、彼此顺服。
So the relationship between husband and wife should be a submission on both parts and a love on both parts.
但系神好奇妙嘅，佢创造男女有别。
But God created man and woman different.
人男人呢，就神要我哋主动；女人神要我哋回应。
And God created men as to be the initiators, and women to be the responders.
其实因为我哋睇得到呢度呢，神系要我哋男士呢，就主动爱我哋嘅太太。
Because God wants us as men, husbands, to initiate loving our wives.
跟住我哋嘅太太，因为被爱，有个被爱感，就系回应我哋嘅爱。
And then the wives, as they feel loved, then they respond to the love that we give them.
系好奇妙嘅。
It's an amazing relationship that God has established.
当一个丈夫真系爱佢太太嘅时候，太太会感受到爱。
And when a husband truly loves his wife, the wife will feel loved.
跟住爱翻丈夫系好容易，顺服佢好容易。
And then for the wife to respond and love her husband is easy, and to serve him is easy.
但如果丈夫唔爱太太，太太服侍佢，服侍个衰仔做咩啊？
But if the husband's not loving the wife, and then you say you submit to this to the wife, and then they say, I'm not going to submit to that evil guy, he's rotten.
You know? 你睇下一章，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的教主，教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样顺服丈夫。下一章，你们作丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
这个平衡，这个叫我们丈夫要爱妻子，妻子就顺服，丈夫就要主动，妻子就是接受。
So here it's balanced. Husband, love your wives. Wives respond to that love. Husbands are the initiators.
这个叫我们爱妻子，就叫你有舍己的爱，牺牲的爱，无条件的爱。
And as it says for you to love your wife, that means to be sacrificial love, to give of yourself love, to love without condition love.
你要爱你的太太，好似基督爱你一样。
You need to love your wife the same way that Christ loves you.
哇，这个好高，好难度哦。
That's a very high requirement, a very hard thing to do.
所以如果太太你觉得顺服丈夫是难，是因为丈夫没爱你。
And so as a wife, if you think it's hard to submit to your husband, it's because your husband's not loving you enough.
如果你的丈夫是信基督，他要学用耶稣的爱爱你的。
And if your husband is a Christian, he needs to learn how to love you with the love of Christ.
真爱是付出，耶稣是这样爱我们的。
True love is sacrificial love, and that's the love that Jesus gives for you.
耶稣为你舍己，耶稣为你舍在十字架。
Jesus sacrificed himself for you, he died on the cross for you.
耶稣是牺牲一切为了买赎你的。
And Jesus gave up everything that he could redeem you.
所以下一章我们看看。当你信服神的爱，抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就会离开你。
When you submit to God and resist the devil, he will flee from you.
这个你和神有这个爱的关系，你不用怕魔鬼。
When you have that loving relationship with God, you don't need to be afraid of Satan.
那好多嘢系抢住要我哋嘅爱。There's so many things that are fighting for our affection。但你系专一爱神、信服神，魔鬼就会逃跑你。As you truly love God and follow Him, Satan will flee from you。我跳到下一节。Let's look at verse 8。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心为义的人啊，要清洁你们的心。你们要受苦，悲哀哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作受苦。这个经文， Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let the laughter be turned in the morning and your joy to gloom. 弟兄姊妹，你留意一下，亲近神，神会亲近你。Notice it says specifically, Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. 神要同你有这个亲密的爱情。God wants to have this intimate relationship with you. 是亲近神，你就有神亲近你。And as you draw close to God, He draws close to you. 我们是这个爱情是要很亲密的。God wants to have this intimate relationship with you. 神知道亲密是重要。God knows it's important to be intimate.我们喜欢的人，我们想花时间同佢一齐，系咪 ？We want to spend time with the people we love, right? 我们系中意同佢倾下偈 ，We like talking with them. 我们中意同佢行街 ，We like walking down the street with them. 我们中意同佢扬台脚，系咪 ？We like to go out and have meals with them. 因为我们喜欢嗰个人，我们想多啲时间同佢亲近 ，Because we like that person, we want to spend more time with that person.神是想跟你亲近，因为他爱你。And God wants to spend more time with you because He loves you. 但是神已经是主动，他在等着你亲近他。But God has already taken the initiative, and now He's wanting you to respond. 我们怎样亲近神？我们向神亲近一步，我想神会向你亲近十步。And I think if you take one step towards God, God's going to take 10 steps towards you.因为神爱你 because God loves you so much. 其实我们怎样亲近神？ How do we draw close to God? 他已经讲过给你听， He's already told us. 我们谦卑顺服， We humble ourselves, we submit. 这个就是亲近神一个方法。 And that's one way of submitting to GodComing, drawing close to God. 在这个经文都讲我们听，我们要洁净我们的心，洁净我们的手。And here it also tells us that we need to purify our hearts and purify our hands. Cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. 我们亲近耶稣就是谦卑自己，我承认我有罪。And to draw near to God, we need to humble ourselves and say, I admit I am a sinner. 我们要谦卑自己说，我需要个救主，请救我的罪。We need to humbly admit, I need a savior to cleanse my heart. 我的罪使我和神有隔膜。My sin is an obstacle between me and God. 我需要谦卑，顺服神。接受神的宽恕。I need to humble myself, submit to God, and receive God's forgiveness. 神爱你，爱你到底，但要我们谦卑，亲近神，接受耶稣。God loves you, He loves you more than anything, but He needs you to humble, submit, and receive His forgiveness. 如果我们不接受耶稣的宽恕，神是没办法亲近我们。 And if we do not submit to God and receive Jesus' forgiveness, He cannot draw near to us. 耶稣在十字架上已经开通这个亲近神的路。 And Jesus already opened the door, the way for us to draw near to God when He died on the cross. 耶稣的宝血洗干净我们的罪，我们可以同神亲近。Because of the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on the cross, we can draw near to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们亲近神要谦卑，告诉耶稣，靠耶稣宽恕我，赦免我的罪，是我的教主。
To draw near to God, we need to humble ourselves and say, Lord, forgive me. I accept Jesus into my heart and forgive my sins.
That is the first step.
This scripture tells us that we need to mourn and lament and weep, and we need to mourn for our sins. What do you mean by? 因为我们犯过罪是伤神的心。We need to understand how our sin has hurt God. 神爱你咁多，但你系偏离唔爱神，神系受心流受伤。我哋明白我哋嘅罪影响神，我哋难过，我哋流泪悔改。And as we realize that our sin, how it hurts God so much, because He loves us so much, and when we reject Him, His heart is broken. When we realize how much we've broken God's heart, we repent in tears, and God comes to forgive us.
So, 呢个嘅谦卑自己，信服神，为自己嘅罪难过，亲近神，神就亲近你。
And so humble yourself, submit to God, mourn over your sin, and ask God's forgiveness. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
最后一次经文，务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你升高。
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
这个就是兴奋的。
This is so exciting. 因为神的爱，神爱你咁多，叫我哋谦卑自己喺神嘅面前。
这个自卑唔系叫你自自卑卑，唔敢抬起头。这个自卑就系自己谦卑自己。
He is telling us to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. That doesn't mean that you're shy and afraid to talk to people. That means that you have humbled yourself before God.
但系神会将你提升。But God is going to raise you up.
神要将我哋从卑微系升高嘅。God is going to raise us up out of our low estate. 神要将我哋从复杂嘅困难提升。God is going to raise us up out of our difficult issues and problems. 神要喺我哋嘅混乱嘅生活当中提升。God is going to raise us up out of our confused world.
神要将我们从我们罪恶提升。
God is going to raise us up out of sin.
有很多人在信耶稣之前真的很卑微，牧师我是没用的，没鬼用的，没人爱我。
I know so many people that before they became a Christian they said, Pastor, I'm just nothing, I'm worthless.
但信耶稣之后，哇，成为一个光彩的人，成为一个丰富的人，很有气质，很有用的人。
And then they become a Christian, God just completely transforms them, and they become a person that's just shining with the glory of God.
And somebody that's used for God.
神要将你提升。
God wants to raise you up.
因为神爱你这么多。
Because God loves you so much. 你今天知不知道神爱你多少呢？
Do you know how much God loves you today?
神爱你到底。
God loves you more than anything.
你在神的眼中是宝贵，是尊贵。
You are so precious in God's sight.
我希望我们今天看这个经文，明白神最伟大的爱，爱情故事。
And I hope as we looked at these verses this morning, we see the greatest love story of all.
是神爱你，为你死喺十字架。
That God loved you and died for you on the cross.
我们怎样回应神的爱呢？
How do we respond to God's love?
谦卑顺服，亲近神，接受耶稣。
Humbly submit to God. Draw near to Him, accept Jesus.
如果你今天是基督徒，你应该怎样回应？
If you are a Christian today, how should you respond to this?
再一次谦卑，每一日
상관선, 순복성의 지위. Every day, draw close to God, humbly submitting to God's will in your life. 유언의 매선 예선의 뒤면 위행. If you're not a Christian today, how should you respond? 목울라네 감연, 집사오의 소전의 가우추. I encourage you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. 여 예수 오네, 오네, 와네 지세. Because Jesus loves you so much, He died on the cross for you. 너야차이 다이타오게도. Let's pray. 주여서 오네 도체네, 오네 타이도네 오잉 오네 오이로 다이. 내 주연 금 풍부게 치어이, 금 풍부게 연딘. 你已经白白送俾我哋，我哋唔可以做任何事嚟阻止你，影响到你唔爱我哋嘅。你唔会停止爱我哋嘅，但系你想我哋回应接受你嘅爱。主耶稣，我靠你，俾我哋当中每一个弟兄姊妹去感受到神你呢个爱，愿意我哋心里边开放接受主你嘅恩典。我靠耶稣，你今日呢就是开放我们看到自己，如果有任何骄傲烂了你在我们生命当中，靠主给我们去谦卑接受你的恩典。靠耶稣，你今天再一次宽恕我们的罪。如果你今天觉得有些事是将你和神拦了，现在是一个机会，你可以祈祷求神去赦免宽恕你的罪。 If you feel that there's anything that's hindering you from receiving God's love this morning, this is an opportunity that you can say, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me anew. 你可以跟着我祈祷，主耶稣，多谢你爱我，靠你再一次洁净我心，求耶稣宽恕我的罪，赦免我，我谦卑在你面前，我想顺服你，我想亲近你，求耶稣宽恕我，我想经历耶稣你的爱，我请耶稣进入我心中，洗濯干净我的心。多谢耶稣听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。